Oh, okay.
Okay. Because it was noon.
We have a quorum.
You guys send the text?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right, guys, it's noon, so our 12:01 now, for the record. So we'll call the meeting to order.
She's here.
Okay, she's coming in. We don't have a flag, so is it okay if we skip the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yep.
Minutes, none. Public comment? I guess the citizens on here may address. No citizens here. Agenda amendments. Bills from May 20th, 2026.
I move we approve the bills of May 20th, 2026.
Okay, got a motion to approve.
Second.
All right, I got a second. Any more discussion? Any discussion on the bills? Anybody? Nope. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
Aye.
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 Okay. Motion.
I can't vote to approve them in good stead because I have no idea if we have any money left in the bank.
Okay. All right. We will note that. All right. Motion does pass.
Would you like to see the bank statement?
To approve the bill.
I'd like to see the budget, because I don't know where we are.
Right.
We're driving down Highway 93, and we don't have any idea how much gas we have.
Okay. All right. So motion passes to approve the bills. New business, none. Unfinished business. Approve engagement letter dated May 14th, 2026 between the City of Ronan and Jennifer Cody for general accounting services as needed through to end of Ronan's fiscal year ending June 30th, 2027. So everybody has a copy in their paperwork. I think we got this a couple weeks ago too, if I'm not mistaken. Or no, is this the first time you guys have seen this? Okay. All right, you guys got a copy. So Kayleen's asking for us to contract with Jennifer Cody, CPA of Cody Associates, to help her with the budget 2026 fiscal year, correct? Okay. And it does say here that, let me see here where I thought I read this. You know, she wants $25 an hour. She charges to make a trip up here from Missoula, correct? She comes from Missoula, okay. And I don't imagine she'd only make, how many trips would she have to make? It's hard to say.
Yeah. May I speak about this?
Okay,
You can finish. I don't know how many trips she might need to make. She might need to make one, she might need to make 10. Something that's an unknown. But you can finish, and then I would like to address it too.
Okay, yeah, I was getting there.
Okay. Well, you asked me a question I don't have an answer to, so.
Okay. All right. So you got the letter in front of you. I'll turn the time over to Kayleen to explain.
All right. This kind of has made things uncomfortable between me and Ryan. Ryan did ask me if this isn't why we hired Gwen, was to help me catch up. And I understood we hired Gwen to help with current things going forward. I have not given her catch-up things to do. She's been organizing grants. We have a lot more of that coming up. We have a lot more webinars, Zoom meetings. There's a lot of keeping track of which goes to what. And she is doing the council minutes and meetings and keeping track of a lot of other things too. But if everybody thought that she was hired to help catch up, I was never part of that knowledge. So if anybody wants to address that, if I'm mistaken, let me know where I've gone wrong. I'm asking, because since Ryan thought that she was hired to help me catch up, and that hasn't, no.
Okay, well.
Then also, just so you know, usually a city this size with the amount of work we've got, They have 3 full-time people in the office. We've had 2. There's a lot more going on all the time. I won't be around. I foresee another person being full-time in there. If Gwen ever wanted to go full-time, that would be wonderful, but if that doesn't happen, you're going to probably add 1 more in addition to that. Just because I know what the other cities in the same situation, same amount of people, same grant work are doing. So it's just a heads up. Another thing that's came up was Ryan did ask if I can kind of back off some on some of the current work to the back. Older work is caught up, and I do not know how to do that. The current work is an immediate fire. It's like doing payroll, paying the claims for the bills that are on the bill list. Just like today, I spent an hour on the phone with State Fund on setting up the new work comp, the volunteer firefighters, putting them in and dealing with that's going to be a chore. Every day there's more things to attend to, and I don't know how to put off doing the current work. So if anybody else has any ideas, feel free to speak up. I'm done. Almost.
Question? I guess what I interpreted this individual was not our recent hire. She was just not to do work on the budget and such. It was to relieve you of the day-to-day operations so that you would be able to do the budgets and such. The other issues of clerk would be, like you said, paying the bills and items like that. That was never thought of being part of her job that I knew of, because I don't think she's qualified yet. That takes some training. But it wasn't to replace your time other than the day-to-day operations, the grants and things like that, to allow you to be able to concentrate on budget and, you know, get last year's budget done and then put together this coming year's budget. The other thing is, this doesn't show hours, so I don't know how much time this person is going to be able to. This is the Cody and Associates. This person would be assisting you in creating or catching up on last year's budget. There's no time here. I would think you would have some level of understanding. Is it full time for the next 3 months? No, I don't think it's that. But is it quarter? How many hours are we talking about?
That's a very good point, Larry. Because I neglected to print that info out. I'm sorry, I didn't think of that. She said possibly between now and the end of May, possibly 30 hours. In June, maybe for the full month, she might have 70. But with her expertise, she used to be our auditor. She's already got access and cleared to be in the accounting system. She knows where I keep things. She's familiar with the whole setup. And she said for June, if she might be able to have 70 hours, but with her expertise, I'm very pleased with that. So no, it would definitely
like 100 hours is your guess then?
Total, yeah. And plus, it could be spread out, like she said on here. It doesn't have to be in a certain time frame. What she's saying in this agreement is she would make herself available up to and it's the end of fiscal year 2027. Just giving me a year where if there's a time period when, you know, this is something I know she could take over and do a good job at and I don't have to worry about it, she could take 5 hours and do it and have it done.
Can you briefly as you can, explain. I think a lot of us, or some of us, are confused why the budget's not done, and because we're not in here and in your head. Can you just give us a brief explanation why it's not
done?
Very
good question. When I was gone last year, and I was gone a lot, I only did the fires. I did the claims, I did the immediate stuff, I did the online reports.
Can we explain to the new guys that you were sick? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was diagnosed in January of last year with a cancer that had already spread and was stage 4. The treatment was very aggressive. And sometimes when I did come in, I was a zombie. And I will admit it. Right now, I still am finding mistakes I made when I tried to work in April when I wasn't cleared to come back to work yet. I should have quit. I really should have. But I didn't think I could leave the city in that kind of a mess. How do you train somebody? How do you show somebody where you're at? There is so much going on for a clerk treasurer combined. I advise in the future you separate the positions now that we've grown this much. Have a clerk, have a treasurer. And they need to be able to help each other. So during that time, the first few months, I just did the fires. When I came back sometime in May. But by then, there was a lot of work trying to catch up on. We had the water project going on. I had to enter things. I had to get up to date on spreadsheets. We had all these other things that were immediate to information that had to be taken care of. So what happened was the month ending work, entering all the revenues, entering the tax stuff, balancing the bank rec, got put off because it's something that could wait. And it got put off to the point where I had 12 months of them to do. And if you guys will bear with me, I want to grab one to show it to you to see what's involved, because I think no one understands what all is involved. So I want to go grab one.
Good.
How is it out there?
Oh, it's not too bad.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I got Kellen on now, so he's helping out.
Okay.
Gwen, how many hours are you working?
About 22 hours a week, I think.
How's it going out there for you?
I think wait till.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Gwen wants to say something.
I was just going to say, when I was at the leadership,
clerk thing.
Training.
Yeah.
Clerk,
yeah.
Yes. There is another city about our size that transferred to a free system, and she said that they're willing to. She was willing to talk about it. I never did. But just so you know.
So what are we looking at here?
This is just a month's folder.
Okay.
This is what we get from the county when we get our tax stuff. Lorraine has learned to break it down for me so I can take it and do all the entries into the computer, which helps a lot. This, every time somebody comes in, wants the pavilion, wants an open container, we have
this
a receipt. This is 1 month.
Okay.
We have a receipt, building permits, anything. I have to enter all those. Then I have to balance them against the deposit slips and against the bank statement. The red ones
Check marks are all the other receipts, like I said. Open container permits, you name it. Then the other deposits that are on here, the green ones, the green check marks, are water deposits, and I balance them against these. You have to go through the bank statement very carefully, pull out anything that's done that's automatically through the bank, charge outs, deposits for safe deposit box, Amazon. All of these things require an e-check. So when I have a department head that does an Amazon charge, he gives me the receipt. I wait for it to show up online on the bank account. I have to do an e-check, do a claim for it, enter it in the computer in the proper month. When we get deposits like this one right here, automatically in the checking account, I know that's fuel tax. I've learned that. But you have to enter that on a revenue voucher. So all those things go on a revenue voucher. So everything on this bank statement has to be accounted for, everything. This is interest. We have, because I've changed the CDs, we used to just have them 2 years at a time, and now they've been on 3 month CDs, so we get a couple hundred dollars interest, like this. They used to be $19 or whatever. Then I finally got them moved up to 50 something a month. Now we're getting this month's month on the more recent ones. I have to allocate those to the proper funds, and that's this revenue voucher. UB, which is utility billing, payroll. This is how I enter the e-checks. I have to have, like I said, the revenue, the invoices from the department heads. I have to do a claim in the computer. I have to post it. I have to get the claim, the number, and it has to coincide with what shows on the bank statement. We have things that bounce that I have to account for. This is a bank rec out of the computer. We're dealing with monthly $2,600,000 to keep track of. I am $143 off the last couple months. I can live with that when you have $2,600,000. I thought if I leave, I give the city $143 just to have to.
We could raise those funds.
Yeah. So, you know, to me,
I'll chip in. It's fine.
It's like, so yeah, I'm off. But when we do this to get the interest income to enter it each month, I have to look up every CD online to see what the interest was, because they don't send those out anymore, the monthly interest. Mm-hmm. So all of these I have to look up and prorate out. So this is all in the bank rec program. Shows outstanding checks. And transfers. And anyway, that's a month. That's closing a month. So that stuff, yeah, I let it wait, because if you had that sitting there for a few months, I knew how to do it. But it's something that I could put off. So
I always knew I didn't want your job. Now I know I really don't want your job.
I don't know. Sometimes I think I don't know how I'm going to teach it. I've talked to some other clerks about it, and that's why the turnover is so high. Either you've got it in you to do it, or you hope you can find somebody to take over. Gwen does not want the accounting part.
I don't.
I'm okay at it. What do you mean?
Okay. Medically, with my.
Yeah,
I just can't.
She said she does not want the accounting part at all.
But if you separate it out, I can do the clerk's role. But I can do it with my eyes closed. I've run an office my entire life. I can do that.
So, yeah, I got behind because I was doing the immediate things, because there is actually more every day on my list than I can do.
Plus, we've grown. We've added grants to you, to your
Yesterday, anticipating the mayor coming in for his morning visit, I made a list of what I thought I needed to accomplish yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I got two done.
Yeah.
And the list had like 10.
That happens to me too. It's frustrating.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're facing that paperwork right now yourself. Well, the chief's gone. I was going to ask you how that was going.
It's interesting. That's the best way to put it.
Yeah.
Keeling, question. Does the auditors require double control? In other words, I know a lot of public entity and bigger businesses, dual control is, you know, part of keeping down fraud and all this stuff. We always had that up at SK Electronics. I don't know if there's a size. This is where you talk to your auditors.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if she was our previous auditor, she would know what is required as far as dual control. I don't know what is.
Can I address that?
Sure. Well, that's why I'm asking.
Oh, okay. For that folder right there, the dual control checks and balances are Lorraine and I so far.
Okay.
She makes out those slips in front of Julie should have a long list under each little white slip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And that's a dual control. Yeah.
It's a checks and balance. Lorraine writes down all the checks that come in for the water customers, prepares the deposits. Gwen or I take the deposits over, and then if there's an issue with the deposit, we work with Lorraine to figure out where there's a discrepancy.
Because there's bounced checks and things like that you have to deal with.
As far as those revenue entries go, Lorraine mostly does, well, we all do now, those slips for open container, all of those things. And they have to check off on different deposit slips. They're probably buried under there. There's a different bunch of deposit slips that's stapled together.
We believe, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
Yeah, those. And we list those on there, and as I'm going through it, I have to check each of the deposit slip entries with the
That's your dual control.
Right. Lorraine does the handwritten ones and puts them on the deposit slip. I check them when I get them to the point of putting them in the computer.
That's it.
So,
yeah, the correct way.
The lady that is offering, Jennifer Cody, is the one. She was our auditor when I first started working here.
Oh, she must have.
And she was the one that suggested this system.
Right, right.
So that answers your question.
And how long have you been here?
20 years.
Okay.
And yes, it has grown.
And
it
just keeps exponentially growing.
I used to be so tickled with myself. Yeah, I can do this. I can do this without. Mm-hmm. But
there's just more to do now.
It's just, and after being gone last year sick and not catching up, and now realizing I did a really crappy job last year. Getting the work done.
Yeah.
We're all human.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, we have humans around us.
And we're glad that you're better.
And my current doctor keeps telling me, no stress. Because I go over 3 months for a checkup. And I'm thinking, there's no way my life can have no stress.
Yeah.
What is that?
Everybody.
So when you retire,
this helps take
stress.
Stress.
So, you know, I really don't care anymore. I hate to say that because I'm getting very discouraged. Mm-hmm. I'm discouraged because the mayor and I have a problem with communication. I don't feel like we can talk. I just try to get through the day and face it again tomorrow, thinking every day, what am I going to do? So if you guys don't want to hire Jennifer, that's fine with me. We'll keep going like we are. I really don't care. It's just that she emailed me reaching out because she's no longer doing audits. She still does a lot of accounting work. And she was reaching out to entities where she has done work before, where she knows the people, and saying, I'm available if anybody needs help. And I thought, Yeah. So.
And $25 an hour is a gift. It's not.
Well, yeah, because the first proposal was $45.
It was. And I'm not even going to tell you why she came down. She did come down, but I'm not going to tell you why. Because then I'll cry again.
Okay.
So
let's get you out of this hole and then figure it out from there. You know, that's what you want, right? Just get out of the hole.
As far as like your monthly reconciliations, where are you on getting caught up on those? Are you caught up on those?
No. Oh. I'm caught up enough to do the budget, but I'm not caught enough to do the next budget. So.
Yeah, but I mean, you're.
I'm caught up enough to do the budget that we're trying to get done now, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just, as we're trying to figure out how to get this solved.
It's true.
And I gotta ask questions.
Yeah.
So,
So what is our total spend? Is it $2 million?
$2.5 million.
That's just not talking about the grants or anything.
No, that's true. That's just what's in the bank CDs, different bank accounts. That's what I have to be responsible to reconcile every month. And yeah, without the 143.
Don't worry about the 143, would you?
No, I guess what I'm thinking is if we have a pretty good idea what our spend was in the current fiscal year, that's your basis. It's not going to be less for next year.
No.
And so therefore, what does the county say that are the levy, the mills that can generate X amount of dollars is, and then what do we need to look at the interest drive from our CDs or whatever, our deposits, what does that add to that budget?
You just talked yourself into being on the finance committee, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he already is.
Good.
Well, and that's where I would start. You know, it's just where do we have our income?
$2 million plus.
And what's the outgo?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
As long as the outgo is less than...
Yeah,
our revenue. We're okay.
I can go get that if you want, but it's not in this room. The answer to your question, I have to go get.
I'm good with the ballpark.
Okay.
What was the question?
You want to know how much we get each year for tax money through the mills? It's under two. I'd say 1.5.
Okay, and then.
So we got half a mill.
That's just water and whatnot.
Up. Well, yeah, there's the income
then,
drive.
Yeah, then there's the income account.
Yeah.
It's those two.
Those two plus.
Those two piles of receipts.
Right, yeah. And then plus whatever we derive from CDs.
Right.
Fuel tax.
And fuel tax.
Is that separate from, it is separate
that's
from accounting.
I mean,
fuel tax, unfortunately, has gone down.
Jeez.
Because they keep on keeping too much at the state level.
And buy fuel?
Ellen, you've been here a long time, and you've been on the budget committee for a long time. How are you feeling about this?
Well, we have to have a budget. We have to have a budget for last year. We have to have a budget for this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we have to get it caught up.
Yeah.
We actually have to.
Right.
But, I mean, I guess, what's the time frame for getting the budget for 26? What is the time frame?
I'm praying to get her on board,
right?
And helping. I was hoping... I told the mayor a couple months ago I was shooting for the end of May, but I cannot anticipate the daily things that come up that take up time. And I have tried to work like a weekend day when I can have more time, when I don't have interruptions. I got to have a little bit of time too, because I get myself burned out. So I can't just work every weekend. And I'm not going
to. Absolutely not.
We don't expect you to, but in my world, there's a time frame on everything that I do.
Right, well, yeah.
I live in that world.
And it's supposed to be.
Whether it's 30 minutes or it's 90 days, that is my life.
It's supposed to be. It's supposed to be, absolutely. And with Jennifer's help, I'm hoping to have that budget wrapped up. Now I'm going to have to say by the end of June, because I was hoping for the end of May. But with Jennifer's help, I think we can have it out. Yeah, it will be the end of the fiscal year. We will be using what was spent for that year to do the budget, which makes it easier to do, but then you have to make sure you have the revenues to cover it.
Right.
And that is the big question.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know I'm still keeping track of a lot of it as we go, I have millions of files at my desk. So, yeah, that's why I was eager to have her on board, thinking with her help wrapping it up, I can still be entering stuff while she's working on the state form that they require, which is totally different than you guys ever see, and that is very time-consuming. It's the best I can say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know the 26 budget should have been done by the 1st of October of last fall. Now I'm hoping it's done by the end of June.
So if we get caught up, then hopefully we'll get the next fiscal budget done by the end of October this year.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And I know, I mean, I don't know if everybody else, but I know you can't get it done before October because you're waiting on the state.
Yeah, the figures.
Right.
Give you the numbers. So.
Now, so looking at 30 hours potential for the rest of 10 days, so this month, and then, you know, the additional 70 hours possibly for June, I would suggest that we set a time frame of June 15th or the 20th to be completed for FY26. That's the current fiscal year. And if she can do that within this, you know, 100 hours, then then we can look at what FY27 would accomplish for another, if we just said 100 hours, because that's what we're looking at between July 1 and October 1 to have the final, because things can be prepared before you know what the dollars are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, expense side should be all done.
Yeah.
Because the wish lists from the police department, everybody should be.
Payroll increases, whatever.
I mean,
those could be.
American can tell the department heads, have your wish list in by August 1st.
Right.
You know, we've asked that for years. Mm-hmm. Doesn't usually happen. But I have not yet asked her, and the mayor asked me this question yesterday or day before, if I was asking her to work on the 26-27 budget. No, I have not asked her that.
I would say we see how she does for the 26. Then look at 27.
And I hear you asking for a June 15th deadline, but I have to take her help when she's available. I do not have the ability to give her certain times to work. Or
can you ask her nicely?
She is telling me, I will have this block of days available, mm-hmm. then I will be gone a few days, then I will have this block of days available. So sure. I have to take her help when she's available.
Does she need to be here doing this, or can she do it remotely?
Yeah, hopefully remotely.
She probably. Yeah, so I would say she can set her own time schedule.
Right, exactly. And she's already set up for access to my computer.
Yeah.
Because we set her up for that when she was the auditor.
Right.
So all we have to do is turn it back on. There's only a few things that she would need to come in to do.
Right. So I would propose that as, the final element of this. Give a date, and even you could incentivize by saying, if it's done by that date, you get another $100 or
we'll hire you for the 27.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's a consultant.
And we'll bake some cookies.
And she's a consultant now, and I know how consultants have to, they got to book work. They're going to make a living of it.
This woman is efficient. She is very efficient. And we don't want her to come and give us a report.
No, we absolutely don't.
We'll just go on and on.
She's very efficient, well, but she's so dry. God. And she makes a short story long.
Yeah.
The finance committee.
Time limit on her.
And you can be absent.
I'll be sick that day.
No, we need the information.
We do.
It's painful.
Yeah, it is painful. It makes you breathe deep, doesn't it?
So, I mean, I know she's, it's like, okay, I'm not even understanding what she's talking about, and I'm not stupid, but, you know, it's, Well, no, and you know, we need to get this done, so, yeah.
I do not think we can give her a deadline.
It's just...
We could put in here with a goal of having...
On the 15th.
Yes.
And I'll bet you she, especially if we incentivize you, get XX on top of it.
Yeah. Well, I think she is that way anyway.
Well.
She just is.
if we made it June 30th, we could then approve the 26th budget on July 8th, because that's when we have our next meeting.
Okay.
So if we make it June 30th...
We can always have an emergency meeting to approve it, too.
She thinks it's doable by then. She gets 100 hours to do it in. I mean, I was thinking about this as it's just a lump sum, and here's, but it's, that's harder to write up, that this is what you're going to do. And you get a lump sum. This, I think, works better so she can work with Kayleen when needed. Okay. So,
well, Kayleen's going to have undetermined blocks of time, too, because of the daily stuff. So.
Yeah. I mean, I think if we just said,
So June 30th.
The goal of having it of June 30th.
June 30th.
You know, I mean, because part of what we're going to have Jennifer doing is going to relieve you of having to do that state report. So you can do get the budget derived from that.
No, that's for FY27.
She's got to get the report of the state.
Not
probably one of
26.
So it ends. Oh no, you're right. Yeah. See. No, you are right.
Yeah. That's FY.
Yeah. I'll say it only a couple times.
Need to change the bottom of it so you sign.
I already changed it. Okay. Oh. Jennifer sent me that one that you guys have. Here, you can pass it down. I already changed it because obviously I'm not signing for the city. Yeah. So all I did was change the signature.
So that's the same except for the signature. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Other than
did you need to look at that further?
We just didn't see it on the 7th.
We get out here in time. June 30th.
But is that Jennifer's goal, or is that Kayleen's goal, or is it a mutual goal?
Let's just put your name instead of hers.
It's Jennifer and I's goal. What day are we doing? Verbally.
Just change it.
If you guys want to change what's written in there, I can present it to her.
Picking up the 15th.
I just don't want to put this off.
I told her it would probably be Monday.
I wanted to get back to her,
and there'll be two of them
earlier, and that didn't happen.
So she was just going to send her.
I don't know that we have to put the goal into the letter.
Yeah, I think it's fine. Let's get on with it. I think.
Okay, sounds good. So she was just going to email it right to him.
Yeah, he said he.
Because even this is stopping her from doing work right now. So
thank you.
Yep.
Okay, well, we've had quite a bit. Is there any more discussion? Julie?
Nope.
Ellen?
Nope.
Mark, Micah?
There's something here about a possible one-time setup fee for that full device.
I noticed that.
Any idea what?
It's because it's probably outdated. And I had to, it's through Black Mountain and the cloud, the accessing the computer. When she did it before, it was a different system now because I wasn't on the cloud. So,
but it'll set you up for the future.
It might be a couple hours.
Okay.
Well,
so it's probably just like a couple of hours of her time. She has to set up her computer to be able to, with the IP address.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of this is over my head.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do IP addresses. We just did this, just so you guys already are back in the know, with MAP. Midwest Assistance Program.
Right.
Yesterday?
Yesterday.
Feels like a week ago. So that they can assist with getting the financial stuff pulled out for the RD Apply grant that Zen is working on, so that I don't have to spend days on it. Midwest Assistance person, I know I'm off subject, but she came in yesterday. I met her. At first it was like, no, I'm not adding anybody else to getting into the program, but it's read-only. She's had experience with it, and so we did set that up yesterday. that's info that you guys should be aware of. So, to help with the RD application. Yeah.
And I think we talked about that. At
maybe.
The last meeting.
It was on the one before agenda. But
okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I remember talking about
it. For zero cost, they do it for free.
Right, she's doing it for free.
Nice.
At first, we thought there'd be a charge. Now it's for free.
Awesome.
Part of their program. So, yeah, it took us some time yesterday, some time for me and her to set it up, some time on the phone with Black Mountain and remotely, and it's not complete as yet. She has to get back to me on Friday afternoon because she has to contact me from the computer station she will be using to access it so that they can connect the IP addresses, and that will be Friday afternoon. So, yes, there is a process, and that's probably what Jennifer's referring to. Yeah. Her process needs updated.
Yeah, because the way it says sharing documents, I mean, I was thinking, why not use DocuShare?
Mm-hmm.
Or even
Google Docs.
Google Docs or whatever.
Yeah, and it's not
going to work. But she needs to be able to get in and look at the numbers, and she's going to be able to need to get in and enter the numbers for the state report.
Right.
So and it's a little different.
And pull reports out.
Yeah, it's more like the map thing.
Right, it's not.
That's not my job.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if I may, just one other.
Oh, yeah.
So just being a new council person, hearing this all for really the first time about the budget and everything, with the previous councils, has the alarm been rang? Like it's been...
Has what?
Has the alarm been rang with other council meetings and things like that, like it's being raised now?
Have we had this issue before?
We've run short on time a few times.
Not in my term, last 5 years or four and a half years for me, no.
But not like this, but she didn't have cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we've had embezzling previous to Kayleen and major issues. Mm-hmm. And since she came on, everything's clean. It's just, we hit a bump, really.
After the embezzling, I came on in December. I went to clerk school in May. And Cal called me in a panic because the city was overdrawn. Because he was on the checks at that time with Kim Iperspock. We barely could get by month to month. And the first couple of years were tough. So I started with the alarm ringing. That's why I'm happy to see $2 million in the account rather than $1,200, but it's not going to cover your pay. I mean, $12,000, but it's not going to cover your payroll.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started, there was 2 years of, we had to open a brand new checking account because they had a couple of years of bank statements in a box, not opened, nothing had ever been reconciled. We didn't know what was canceled, what was sent out. We opened a new checking account and started fresh and let the old one run itself out because there was no way to come up with a balance. So, yeah, there's been lots of alarms, but and this one is because I'm behind. I admit it.
Yeah, but you're behind because you got cancer, and
you had more stuff.
Brain.
Yeah.
Oh,
been
yeah,
there,
that was not
that.
Funny.
No, because you don't. Caregivers get a fog of their own.
I bet.
So
I've had personal experience.
Yeah.
With
my
wife too. So.
Yeah. So
it's not pretty, and she kept working. So thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're glad you didn't quit. We're glad you didn't quit, yeah.
Mary didn't quit. She went through that all the time.
Gosh.
And she was doing this for the bank.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
This was what she was doing.
Right.
Reconciliation.
Yeah.
That's before Glacier bought it. Mm-hmm. And it was all done in the back office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember her.
Yeah.
So, any more questions, Micah?
That's it.
Larry?
No questions.
I'm good.
Lindsay?
Good.
Okay. Do I got a motion from somebody?
I move we approve the engagement letter dated May 14th, 2026 between the city and Jennifer Cody for general accounting services as needed through the end of Ronan's fiscal year ending June 30th, 2027.
Okay, you got a motion to approve. Do I got a second?
I'll second.
Okay, second motion for approval. Any more discussion on the matter?
Mm-mm.
Okay, call for a vote. Ellen, for approval.
Aye.
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 All right. Motion passes. Council comment. Julie?
Nothing.
Ellen?
Nothing.
Mark?
I'm in your corner on let's get it done. I know it doesn't sound like that when I say I don't want to approve the bills, but I do have a fiscal responsibility to the people I represent in Ronan, and I hadn't really thought about it before, and then it's like, you know, I got to say my piece. So, but I don't think there's a thing I can do to help you. I can show you how I did a $3 million budget. You have your own process, so.
Anything else, Mark?
That's it.
Micah? Or, sorry, Kayleen, did you have anything else? Okay. Micah?
So, yeah, I don't, and definitely don't want to make it sound like I'm being insensitive to the sick factor. I was working with my dad in Virginia, preaching together. He ended up having stage 3 colon cancer, and he had to go through chemo, radiation, and I think one of the previous council meetings you mentioned about, I don't think you called it over-compulsive, but you just mentioned having to kind of have your hands on everything. That's how he was, and when he got cancer, it was very tough to have him turn over the reins to myself and my little brother to help with the church stuff, and it was really tough for him to ask for help. But so I'm just going through all of that. I know I can't help you, but please, I mean, you're asking for help now.
I am asking for help now.
I understand that. And even moving forward in getting overwhelmed, run down, just, yeah, please ask for help, and ask for help early. That's all.
Okay. Larry?
That's another great start. Seems like we do these often, but, you know, that means we're progressing.
Yep.
And that's what's key. Mm-hmm. You know, we all learn from the day before. I'm done.
Okay. Lindsay?
I oftentimes think of what happens when we lose the good people. And maybe we don't all agree that they're good, but the people who know what they're doing, like Kayleen and I trust you. You've been doing it for 20 years. I always think, what happens if she bails on us? What will that look like? And I think it will be a much, much, much bigger mess than what we're trying to clean up right now. So I'm grateful for you and in your corner. And let's just get this fixed and move on and figure out where we can get you more help.
Can I say one more thing? That's the best thing about this group of city council. We work through stuff even if we disagree. There's no screaming and yelling at each other. We just climb the mountain together, and I think that's important because we have a lot of tasks.
Mm-hmm.
There's more all the time.
Yep.
So I'm proud of all you guys.
I do want to say one thing because of what Lindsay brought up. I'm going to want to retire sometime, but it's not in my personality to leave a job not right. And I do not want to leave this job with a mess, with things so that somebody has no clue what to do. I want to be able to train my replacement and maybe even be on call to help that person for a few months, even after.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was my idea. As long as the mayor and I can learn to work together, because this is actually a problem, and I guess we'll see where it goes. Thank you, everybody.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I just hope, well, yes, I hope that the two of you can figure out how to have a conversation and to understand it.
Oh, I'm going to reserve comment for today.
Okay. All right. You know, Kayleen, one of the things, I think you're right, you know, if we need to hire another employee, we should work on that. If we have
the money. You didn't want to do Jennifer Cody.
Let's move forward.
Kayleen, that's not true. I don't have the authority to make that decision. And when you emailed me on Friday, what did I tell you? I said, we talked about it on Monday because you emailed me at Friday at 3 o'clock or whatever. It's not that I didn't want to do Jennifer Cody. It's just you got to understand, I'm in charge of operations for the city, correct? Am I in charge of operations for the city?
Yes, but okay. I thought we already talked about the Jennifer Cody thing weeks ago, so I'm sorry, yeah.
Okay, well, you did bring it up, but these guys know that they make the decision on that.
Right.
Okay, I approve the meeting agenda, correct? Mm-hmm. But they make the decision. Right. And I just wanted to hear from you yesterday when we talked that, you know, like, okay, what's here, why we need to hire Jennifer Cody? And what did I say? Oh, sorry, Monday when we talked. I said, let's put it on the agenda, let's get it posted, and bring it to council. I mean, I feel like I have a right to question you, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And it should have gone to council. That's the way it has to go.
Correct. No question there. I understand that. So that's where that's going. But let's work on, you know, if we need to hire somebody, let's do it. I mean, like you said, if we're class 3 town, then we need another employee. We need to do it.
Hard to find employees.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
Okay.
We're lucky we found Gwen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Gwen.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, Dan. I forgot you're right here. Do you have any comments?
I
can tell you how much we
my bad.
Are
I
trying to
hide.
Time out.
Hang
on. Hold
on
really quick, guys.
I got to clean up coming the week of the
13th. Julie's favorite day.
got two dumpsters coming on the 11th and picking them back up on the 15th.
June
13th. I'm kind of questioning whether we should advertise or not, because I think that brings in,
town.
There's a dumpster in town. I'm going to bring this dead cow in here.
And I said, I told her when I got this approved today that I would personally put a sign on there that says no household trash. She goes, it's not going to do any good. And I said, yeah, I know.
I wonder about putting flyers around town or something.
Yeah,
no tires.
Don't put it in the paper. Yeah.
I had a whole list on them before of all the things you could do.
They're done.
Be nice.
Yeah.
So what we did before was you made flyers and left them on the counter at the city, and then I took my flyer, and I'm sure it's illegal, I taped it to my mailbox bank. And that kind of helps. That little tiny stuff. But so it's for the people in town. It's illegal. I want to wear those pink cups.
Turn your camera on.
You can't do anything. It's a federal.
It's a federal.
You'll have to get Trump to pardon her.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. All right. With that, we're going to adjourn at.
I do have one thing real quick.
Oh.
The chief did authorize me to bring up. So after consulting my doctor and Sandor's doctor, he's going to be retiring pretty much effective immediately. So he's okay. He's going to live a nice, long, happy life. But for liabilities for the city, it's just better if he's not out there. So I just wanted to bring that up now. So just everybody aware.
Are you keeping him,
Sandor? Yeah.
Good. He's going to live with you?
Correct. I'm going to have a letter drafted that explains, releases the city of all liabilities and all that, both financially and also if you were to bite somebody in the future. Just any liability to the city will be removed.
He's your dog now.
Correct. Yeah.
I'll never forget the day he signed the
paper.
I've never met him.
Yeah.
I would love
to. I can still bring him by.
The kids love him, too.
That was one of the good things. He was an ambassador.
Yeah, he was an ambassador.
Excellent.
So.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Okay.
12:54, when we're adjourning. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Taking time out of your day. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Council.
Are you going to the
Nation?
I agree.
Yeah, I can do that.
I got to do a couple of things in between. But I think my schedule is getting narrower and narrower.
I got to get back to work.
I'm going
to
fill out my ballot. I'm not ready to open tomorrow.
I already put it in the mail.
I guess I have time to mail it.
Thank you, Gwen. Yeah, for sure.
You put 78 cents worth of stamps on it.
All right.
I put a forever stamp on it. Forever means it's forever. No matter what
the direction.
Hold on to those.
They didn't, but it said adequate.